Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, our island was once covered with them. Our townlands and our villages are often named for them. They're essential to our survival. They create beautiful spaces for us to enjoy. I'm talking about trees. And joining me in the studio this morning for a root and branch examination is physicist Dr. Shane Bergen from UCD. You're very welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. And you know, this is what I like about our chats, because we take things that we see every single day and we say, well, let's have a look at this again and examine why something like trees are so important to us. And what makes a tree a tree? Let's start with that existential question.
Well, this sent me down a rabbit hole because there is no scientific definition of a tree, right? So trees are plants, of course, but there isn't a particular like definition in a book that you could look up and say some things are trees and some things are not trees. When is a holly bush a bush and when does it become a tree? It's you know, this is what happens when you study science, but trees are effectively woody perennials, right? So they don't die off every year. They tend to have one major stem that we call a trunk. They tend to have roots that go into the ground that provide them with water and stability. They tend to be tall and they tend to grow slowly over a long time. And they're plants, of course. And plants make up much of the mass of the Earth's biosphere. So if you were to add up all the carbon that's stored up in living things, plants would account for a whopping 80% of all living things. So we live on a planet that is covered in plants, and we're just here for the ride.
And the trees are clever in that they make their own food, don't they?
Yeah, radically different to us, you know. So we have to eat. And we have to go to the shop to get our dinners, and we breathe oxygen in, and we crack food molecules open to release the energy within, and that keeps us ticking along. And we exhale carbon dioxide as a result. But trees do something radically different. They're able to use the carbon dioxide in the air and the magic of the sun, or the power of the sun, to be able to produce basic food molecules like sugars or glucose. And from that, they can either build up their mass, they can turn it into something called cellulose, which is responsible, it's the stuff of wood, or they can, in fact, they can make just the basic food that they need to keep going. So that's why they don't have to go anywhere. They don't need to go hunting or shopping or going looking for things. They do it all themselves, and they can do it slowly. There's an abundance of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and of course they get water from the ground. It's a common misnomer that trees take their food from the ground. They don't at all. The food comes from the air. It's just water that comes from the ground. Mm-hmm. And that combination of water with carbon dioxide in the presence of sunlight is called photosynthesis. And the magic bit that they spit out is the life-giving molecule of oxygen. So trees are able to produce or breathe out oxygen that we in turn breathe in. And so we live in this kind of balance between
plants and animals. We do our exchange with them.
Yeah.
And of course, there are those who believe, and we hear about tree planting all of the time, to deal with what's going on in our world with climate change. I mean, it does help, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah,
trees.
Absolutely. And not just in terms of the balance of gases, but also in terms of the kind of managing the damaging effects of climate change. If you have hills that are covered in trees and then rainfall lands on those hills, and trees are able to slow the flow of water down the hill, which in turn will slow the water getting into the river, which in turn reduces the chances of towns and villages being flooded. But we can't just assume that we can plant our way out of a climate emergency. There aren't enough trees in the world to balance what we are doing by producing more carbon dioxide by burning fossil fuels. It's often said that the US could just plant a lot of trees to kind of balance what it's doing. But it would need to plant an area of trees equivalent to the state of New Mexico in order to balance what it does in 1 year. And that, of course, doesn't account for the fact that eventually those trees are going to decompose and die. Or worse, they might go on fire because of climate change and release at once all of that carbon.
Right.
So it's not a silver bullet.
Yeah, we can't rely on the trees to fix this for us. We have to do some of the work, a lot of the work ourselves. So let's talk about some of the world's most unusual trees then, Shane.
Yeah, absolutely. So
this was another rabbit hole, was it?
Absolutely. There are 70,000 species of trees, right? Which is a lot, but it's not a lot when you can think about about how many species of animals there are, a whopping 8 million species of animals. And that's because we're able to move around and we have a lot more biodiversity. But within the family of trees, there are some really notable ones like the bristlecone pine, which is the Methuselah of trees. It grows in the United States. It's some species are known to be almost 5,000 years old, right? So long back, back to the Egyptian times, some of these species. There's the General Sherman Sequoia, which is 2,000 years old and a whopping 83 metres tall, one of the world's largest objects that's alive. There are olive trees in Crete that are 2,000 to 3,000 years old. They're still producing fruit. So people who lived in the Roman civilization were able to harvest the olives from the trees that people today are still taking their food Incredible. From. And there are aspens in Utah and the US that are all connected through their root system. So they're considered to be one tree, 47,000 stems covering 100 acres. That's incredible. Amazing. I think every listener would know of a magic tree or a special tree in their heart. I can think of ones that I can see outside the window of where I live or where I grew up. And they really are absolutely magnificent structures.
Yeah, the ones that you climbed when you were young or you had your little tree house in. So do we know why there are so many different species of tree?
And evolution, right? So they would have evolved slowly over time, adapting to the environment that they were in. So 70,000 species, but we're able to kind of categorize between them. So we'd know of ones at this time of year are starting to lose their leaves, or their leaves are starting to change color. They're deciduous trees as opposed to the evergreen trees. And so the decision, the evolutionary decision for the tree to do that, either shed or keep its leaves, is a balancing act. And other things we might look at are ones such as the colour of their leaves or the shapes of their leaves. Even thinking about why trees have such variety of leaf shape is all down to evolution. It's all down to maximising the amount of exposure of the green leaf to the sunlight in order to have the most efficient production of food.
Like survival, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when it comes to Ireland then and the specific conditions we have here, how many species of tree have we identified?
We have 28 natives, right? So, and of course, this is slightly contentious to talk about what's a native species. What we mean by this is that those that are here since the Ice Age. In other words, they weren't kind of brought by early humans or more recently by humans. And they include the ones we all know, the oak and the ash and the bonny roan tree, the white thorn, the black thorn, the willow, all of those. And lots of our place names are named after them. Where I'm from, County Kildare, of course, named for the oak. Similarly, Adair or Derry. Terenure and Mayo, named for the yew tree. My favourite one, Coola Fancy, I think it's South Wicklow. The Hill of the Ash, Fuinneog is the Irish for the ash. And so lots of our place names in Ireland are connected to the trees that once covered the lands. 28 native species, but we would have 500 species of trees living very happily here and not really interfering with the ecosystems. The things like the larch or the beech, they were all introduced by people, but they don't cause any harm. And then, of course, there is the famous Sika spruce, which covers a lot of marginal land in Ireland associated with storm damage. It's just not really suited to the boggy land because its root system very easy to knock down in a mild to moderate gale. So we need to plant more of our native species, broadleaf species, in order to have a rich biodiversity.
Well, Shane, I think you've inspired us all now to go out and appreciate our trees today.
Plant a tree.
Plant a tree, yes, but it is lovely. And, you know, when you take the time to go out and enjoy a walk amongst the trees, it does the heart good and the mind too. Shane, thank you so much. Great to see you, Shane Bergen.